Welcome back, everyone. Today we're doing one of our deep dives, and we've got a really interesting task ahead of us. We're working with just one piece of source material. It's a short promotional text, basically an ad for spiritual healing services in York.
Right.
And our mission really is to decode it. We want to look at the exact words, the claims they make, the specific vocabulary they use.
Yeah, to figure out the scope and I guess the intention behind this particular service.
Exactly. Treating it like a map, like you said before.
And it's a great approach, actually, because that advertising copy, that's often where you find the clearest picture of what's being offered, especially for you, the listener, trying to understand these things quickly.
Mm-hmm.
We're not here to, you know, judge if it works, but just to analyze the framework they're presenting.
Right.
So if you want that shortcut to understanding spiritual healing in York, what it actually involves, according to them, well, this is it.
I like that framing, decoding the pitch to get to the product. Spiritual semiotics, almost.
Huh. Yeah, something like that.
Okay, let's jump in. So the text starts with the main identity, spiritual healing in York. Pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
But then right away, it describes the approach as gentle yet powerful. That feels like a very deliberate choice.
Oh, absolutely deliberate. That kind of dual framing. It's classic marketing. Hits two key psychological points at once.
How so?
Well, the gentle part is all about reassurance, isn't it? It tells the potential client, don't worry, this won't be scary. It won't be overwhelming. It's safe.
Ah, okay. Managing anxiety.
Precisely. It implies comfort, safety, but then you have the powerful part.
That's the hook, the promise of results.
Exactly. You don't want gentle if it means ineffective, so they pair safety with impact. Gentle methods, big results.
So it's kind of selling an easy path to deep change.
You could see it that way. It suggests you can get profound transformation without, maybe, the struggle you might associate with deep psychological work. Minimize the perceived risk. Maximize the perceived reward.
Makes sense. Okay, so that's the tone they set.
Yeah.
What about the actual doing? What services are they listing? The language seems quite specific here.
It is. They lay out three core practices. This is their methodology, according to the text.
Right.
It's energy alignment, aura cleansing, and soul healing. These aren't just vague ideas. They're presented as the actual tools or actions.
Okay. Energy alignment, aura cleansing, soul healing. Let's unpack that. What does offering those three together suggest about their approach?
It suggests a layered system, kind of comprehensive. Energy alignment sounds like it's about the internal flow, the subtle body's mechanic.
Like optimizing how things are working inside, chakras maybe?
Could be, yeah. Or meridians. It's about smooth operation, getting things moving right internally.
Okay, internal flow. Then aura cleansing, that sounds more external.
It does. Aura cleansing usually relates to your energetic boundaries, your sort of personal space bubble.
Right.
The idea is that this bubble can get cluttered or dirty from stress, negative encounters, stuff like that. So cleansing is like polishing that shield, clearing away external gunk. It's boundary maintenance, essentially.
So internal function with energy alignment, external boundary work with aura cleansing. And the third one, soul healing. That sounds like the biggest claim of the three.
It definitely is. That's the most ambitious one. If the first two deal with the body's energy systems and its immediate shield,
yeah,
soul healing seems to target the very core, your fundamental self, your spiritual essence.
Wow.
It implies there might be deep wounds, maybe past traumas, things needing repair at the most fundamental level. It's a huge promise, fixing the fabric of who you are.
It's really interesting how they structure it. Optimize the flow, clean the shield, repair the core.
Exactly. A step-by-step logic.
And the text says these practices aim to achieve two immediate things. Release negativity and promote emotional balance.
And that's the direct outcome they're selling, the first result you'd expect. Negativity is the problem people want gone. And emotional balance is that state of equilibrium everyone's looking for. So the whole method, alignment, cleansing, healing, it's pitched as the engine to get you from A to B.
From burdened and chaotic to balanced and clear.
Precisely. And that focus on negativity, it really ties back to the aura cleansing idea, doesn't it?
Yeah, it implies negativity is something external or accumulated that needs purging.
Exactly. It frames negativity as a kind of energetic contaminant. So the cleansing and alignment are purification. The whole service at this level is about moving from imbalance and clutter to clean energy and stability. That's the initial shift.
Okay, that makes the process clear. We've looked at the how and the immediate what. Let's shift to the bigger picture now, the ultimate payoff.
Hmm.
If Section 1 was the work, what's the ultimate destination they're promising, beyond just feeling balanced day to day?
Right. They definitely escalate the promises. They move from that immediate relief towards something much more existential. So the first level up from balance is achieving calmness and clarity. These are still quite practical. A quieter mind, better focus, things that help you function better.
But it doesn't stop there, does it? The text really ramps it up.
Oh, yeah. This is where it gets into the really big promises. They talk about reconnecting with your higher self.
Okay, wow. That's a major spiritual goal.
It is. It suggests you've somehow lost touch with your true best self, your potential, and this service is the bridge back.
And if you make that connection, the text implies you'll find, let me check, serenity, purpose, and strength.
That's the trifecta, isn't it? The grand prize.
Finding even one of those feels like a life's work for many people. They're promising all three.
It really is the grand slam of existential outcomes. Serenity tackles the inner noise. Purpose tackles that feeling of being lost.
Mm-hmm.
And strength implies resilience, empowerment. They're positioning this service as a potential solution to feeling adrift, weak, or anxious at a very deep level.
That's potent language.
Very. It taps right into those deep-seated human needs and anxieties.
So how does the text suggest that, you know, these specific practices, alignment, cleansing, lead to that, to finding purpose and strength? Is there a link mentioned?
There is, implicitly. They emphasize that the client receives expert spiritual guidance. That phrase does a lot of heavy lifting.
Okay, expert spiritual guidance. What does expert really mean here in a field that doesn't have, say, standardized GORD exams? What's the implication for the client?
It implies competence and safety, I think. It suggests the provider isn't just doing the energy work to you, but they're a guide, someone who knows the territory.
A navigator for this inner journey.
Exactly. Especially for something like reconnecting with your higher self, which can sound pretty out there, maybe even intimidating to do alone. Experts suggest they know the path. They can tailor it, make it safe.
So it builds confidence in the practitioner's ability to handle these big spiritual shifts they're promising.
Right. The guidance is the bridge. It connects the seemingly simple actions, like cleansing, to those huge, profound results, like finding purpose. It's the practitioner's wisdom, their expertise, that supposedly makes the big promise achievable.
It's fascinating how the language builds, isn't it? It starts grounded, gentle, powerful, balance, and then just skyrockets to higher self, purpose, serenity.
It's very effective arc, building aspiration.
Okay, we've covered the what the service is and the why the promised outcomes. Let's get practical.
Right.
If you listening were drawn in by this promise, how would you actually follow up? What logistical info does the text give?
Well, the title itself, Spiritual Healing in York, anchors it geographically, at least in name. Suggests a local focus or perhaps a physical base there.
But the contact details might tell a different story.
Sometimes they do. Let's look. We have an email, a phone number, and a website. Crucial pieces for anyone wanting to connect.
Okay, what are they?
The email is shivaramastrologer55@gmail.com. The phone number is +1-647-614-7099.
Hang on. +1-647, that's a North American area code, isn't it? Toronto, specifically.
It is, yeah. Based in Canada. Which is interesting given the York branding, which most people associate with the UK.
That is interesting. So, marketed for York, but the phone contact points to Canada. What does that suggest? Remote services? Or maybe the practitioner travels.
It could be either or both.
Yeah.
It definitely broadens the scope beyond just York, UK. They might be using York as a keyword, but the operation could be virtual or international.
Okay. And the website.
This is where it gets really revealing.
Yeah.
The URL is https://thebestastrology.ca/spiritualhealinginyork.
Whoa, okay. Thebestastrology.ca.
See. The domain name itself gives us a huge piece of context that wasn't explicit in the service description we analyzed.
Right, because the services listed energy alignment, aura cleansing, soul healing. None of those inherently scream astrology. They could be standalone spiritual practices.
Exactly. But the website domain, and actually the email address too, shivaramastrologer55.
Oh, yeah, good point.
It clearly links this specific spiritual healing service back to a provider or practice whose primary identity or field is astrology.
So this isn't just spiritual healing in a vacuum. It's likely spiritual healing offered through the lens of or alongside astrology.
That seems very likely. It suggests the expert spiritual guidance might be informed by astrological principles, maybe planetary influences, timing, natal charts, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
It points towards a potentially more integrated multimodal approach even though this specific ad focuses just on the healing modalities.
Okay, so let's zoom out. If we piece all this together, just from this one short text, we get a picture of a service that's marketed cleverly, gentle yet powerful, uses a specific three-part method focused on energy flow, boundaries, and core identity.
Alignment, cleansing, healing.
Right. Promises immediate relief, like emotional balance, but ultimately aims for huge life changes, like finding serenity, purpose, and strength, all delivered with expert guidance by someone whose wider practice is explicitly rooted in astrology and who might be operating internationally despite the York focus.
That's a pretty complete profile, pieced together just from their own words. Mm-hmm. It's a narrative designed to sound accessible yet profound, offering a path from feeling, you know, drained and lost to feeling spiritually fulfilled and purposeful.
So for you listening, the key takeaways from this source are the specific services offered are energy alignment, aura cleansing, and soul healing. The immediate goals are releasing negativity and boosting emotional balance. And the ultimate promised benefits, reconnecting with your higher self to find serenity, purpose, and strength.
Right. And reflecting on that whole package, especially the ultimate promise, raises a really interesting point for you to consider. Well, the service explicitly promises to help you reconnect with your higher self and find your own inner purpose and strength. Think about that for a moment. If purpose and strength are fundamentally internal discoveries, things you find within yourself, what does it imply when an external service says it can provide a shortcut or a direct path to finding your own inner truth? It makes you think about the relationship between seeking help from outside and the actual process of internal self-discovery. Where does one end of the other begin, according to this model? It's something to mull over, based purely on the language used here.
That's a great point. A really thought-provoking place to leave it. Definitely something to consider when looking at any service promising inner transformation. Okay, that's all the time we have for this particular deep dive. Thanks for joining us. Keep exploring, keep questioning, and we'll see you next time.